This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for listening and tuning in to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. The show must go on, as they say. We have had a continuation plan for the unfortunate worst-case scenario where Ian Freeman has been kidnapped by the federal government.
A continuity of anti-government, if you will.
For the dastardly crimes of selling Bitcoin to willing buyers with overt consent.
But don't worry, Captain. Don't worry.
Without a government license.
You will never again have to, like, be responsible for your own choices as a human being. That's what the government's there for.
That's why you buy the license, to absolve your responsibility.
Exactly. So all of those banks, you can just be like, yeah, I know I signed the document and everything and went to the store and all, but give me my money back. I mean, I'm not going to give back the good or service that I got, but, like, just take it away from those people that I gave it to.
You touched on the absolute most important aspect of this whole case, right? It was without a government license.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, had he had the government license, right, then he would be operating like any other scam intermediary.
Like a bank?
Like a bank. Like the gift cards at Walmart. Western Union. He would be operating in that capacity. Right. All of those things facilitate scams.
All the time.
All the time.
Every day.
In the same, maybe in similar fashion,
yeah. And they,
to the trade of Bitcoin.
And they give a cut to the government.
And that's why they're not being persecuted.
Right. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
And with that, when you have Big Daddy government looking out for you, then you can just say, I want my money back. Give me my money back. And it happens. Be like, I was in love, but I'm not in love anymore, so I want my money back. And it'll happen.
The government doesn't give back the money to the victims of scams.
What? What?
It doesn't happen.
No, the government's going to keep the money.
They keep their cut and then just wipe. Like, again.
No. This $40,000 they find Ian, they're keeping. It's not for the victims. It's not for the little old ladies. And Ian even asked for the fine to go to the absolute end victims, the little old ladies. And they were like, nope.
No. Yep.
We're taking $40,000 from you, you MF-er, and we're keeping it for ourselves.
And the gentleman who got scammed, like, 80% more elsewhere, right? There's no case in that matter whatsoever.
Right.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not even about
their scammers. They're not going to go after their scammers.
That's my
point.
They're
going to go after the competition for their
scammers.
They're
going after the non-licensed facilitators, not the licensed facilitators.
We could talk more about this. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I want to get to Van calling from South Carolina. Hey, Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was kind of bummed out because I think I told you when you called screaming or whatever.
Yep.
I didn't know about what happened to Ian because I'm a Luddite, man. I just listen to the radio. I don't have all this internet stuff. And I knew this was coming up. And he got 8 years, you're saying?
Eight 96 years. Months. And that is supposedly a lenient sentence. He was facing, I think, as much as 24 years for the counts.
17 to 24 years. So this sentence, like, got cut in half, plus 2 years probation.
Wow. Wow, man. Well, he did some jail time before he went to trial, correct?
Yep.
He did 69 days.
He got credit for that, right?
They say he will get credit.
You know, I don't know. Will he? How does the government work? Who knows? But supposedly, but what he won't get credit for is the nearly 2 years that he was on house arrest, wearing an ankle monitor, having this app on his phone, this draconian Orwellian app that whenever government would call, he'd have to take a picture of himself wherever he was within, I don't know, 5 minutes or something like that. And be like, here's where I am. Here's my GPS coordinates. That's right. I'm behaving like a good boy.
Well, yeah, I just want to say this. I've been listening. I remember I used to get that guy, him and Mark, that would do the show and down in Florida. I got up on the station down there, and they were great, man. He'd take any lunatic that would call in.
Still
any,
do.
You know, free talk, and he was a nice guy. I disagreed with him a few times.
Sure.
I did. I hadn't called you guys in a long time, but I heard you got 8 years. Now, I did some stupid state time in Florida just to get off probation. You know what I mean? This was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But back then, the Fed guys, you get charged. I mean, if you're in the Fed system, you had to do 85% of your time.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if it's still the case. I've been out of the system so long, thank God. But
so that's like 7 years on an 8 year stint.
It might not be just as a matter of they have packed the prison system so full, like just continually, that they really don't have room for a lot of their prisoners, is why a lot of people end up doing half their sentence.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case with Mr. Freeman, because
I'm hoping.
Come on, man. It's just, and it's squelching free speech. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Cut and dry.
Hey, Van. Van, you just gave me a great idea. I want to, because we've recently received information on how to write to Ian in jail. He can make phone calls, but he can't really get phone calls. But he can receive letters now where he's at. He's going to be staying in the same place here in New Hampshire. I believe it's Merrimack. He's going to be staying in the same place until the appeals process, or at least, until at least the
restitution hearing,
if not the plea is done. So he might just stay where he's at. We've received information on how to write him, and that's all posted at freekeen.com. But what I'm asking you, Van, is if you wanted to say something to Ian, I'll write it down right now, and we'll make a letter to Ian tonight on this show live. If you want to call in at 603-283-6160, and tell us what you want to say to Ian Freeman, we will write it down. We will, you know, sign it and print it out, whatever, and we will mail it to him so that he knows the listeners have said a thing. So what would you like to say to Ian right now?
Well, I don't want to be long drawn or anything, but thank you, Mr. Freeman. And you went into this saying, yeah, I'm going to be Free Talk Live, and we're going to butt heads. We're going to do what we got to do. But I did not, me, myself, did not see this coming at this man. 8 years is a hunk of life, man. And that's just, and them government goons laughing about it. Watch out.
And he doesn't even belong in prison. He's not a threat to himself. He's not a threat to society.
Exactly. I know.
Right.
It's a bummer, man. Like I said, I disagreed with him and Mark several times, but he'd always put me on.
Yeah.
And my learning friend. And it was like, I'm going to miss him, man. I'm going to miss him. And hang in there, Ian. I hope you went on appeal, and I hope you got, I don't know what a good lawyer is, but you know what I mean.
Right,
and, thanks, man. Thanks a lot, Mr. Freeman.
Hey, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you, Van. That's awesome. And I'll continue to write these down as you call in. If you have something you want to say to Ian, I'm going to write it down tonight, and we'll compile it, put it in a nice thing, and we'll put it in an envelope and mail it off to him tomorrow. Yeah.
If this was about justice and getting the money back, right, restitution should be enough, right? Make people whole, maybe a punitive penalty in there somewhere to discourage further people from selling Bitcoin.
Sure.
Right? But a danger to society, a danger to himself, to be in a cage? Nonsense. This is not even the type of violent crime that you would even consider doing.
Well, he's a danger to the empire. I mean, there he is, letting people have their own money instead of relying on the fascist corporate banking system that we have to do all of their transactions.
And even that, small cog, right? Bitcoin, crypto, way bigger. than Ian.
Right. The government kept talking about the quantity of money, right?
Yeah. Oh, and $20 million.
I think it was 10.
Okay.
They kept mentioning $10 million. Now, that's the quantity of value supposedly processed by Ian, according to the FBI's investigation. Now, if he was charging, let's just say 10%, because that seems to be the most common commission off of these things, just 10% of that, what's 10% of $10
million? $1 million.
$1 million. All right. Now, administration costs of, buying the machines, running the machines, collecting from the machines, loading the machines, right? Because these were vending machines, not ATMs.
Right.
Vending machines. Much like you go and buy a bottle of Coca-Cola out of a vending machine, right? The vending machine doesn't go out on the internet and replicate a bottle of Coca-Cola and then provide it to you. No, some guy has to show up, load the machine with the Coca-Cola, and then you buy from him. That's exactly how Ian's machines were operating. He was also operating under advice of lawyers who said, because you're operating your machines in this way, you do not need a license in the state of New Hampshire to do this. You do not need a federal license. Have fun. Right? So he went out of his way to comply with the law.
Yeah.
Right? And he still got 8 freaking years.
That was, again, one of the sticking points in the hearing with the prosecutor. Right? He is a sophisticated criminal. Because he
a sophisticated cyber criminal.
Sophisticated cyber criminal.
Who's won multiple Freedom of Speech awards at this point. Hold
on. Who knew the law so well that he advised everyone not to break it. And didn't break it himself.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's how we knew.
That's how we know he was guilty.
He knew the law and didn't break it.
And advised people and also advised not,
people
to, break
not
it.
To break it.
That is how sophisticated criminals operate. By knowing the law and advising people not to break it.
Yes.
That's just how sophisticated. It was 3D chess, man.
That was like, not verbatim, but that was the gist
totally.
Of the one of the prosecutor's points. About
absolutely.
How sophisticated a cyber criminal is. How does that fly? What kind of judge hears that and goes like, oh, yeah, totally. It's sophisticated there to not break the law.
Wow.
People don't break the law just by accident. No one knows what it is, but Ian accidentally knew what it was.
There was some point during sentencing part two where Seth A-Frame and Georgiana both, like, I'm paraphrasing, but they both stood up and said something like this to the court regarding the actual scammer, right?
Yeah.
The romance scammer guy, whoever. There's a name for him. What's his name?
Jerry something.
Jerry something or another. Yeah. Anyway, so when they were Harmond, I believe.
Yeah,
Jerry Harmond is
Jerry Harmond.
Anyway, and they were asked about that, and they were both like, well, everybody knows it's really difficult to capture these romance scamming people because of their ability to hide and whatever. And it's like, in my mind, when both of them said their almost identical responses to this, paraphrasing, of course, I was like, well, if you're no good at your job, get another frickin' job.
Yeah.
Right? If you can't investigate the actual scammer, you have no business going after the person who facilitated the exchange of software.
Well, and this shows you what the government is actually good for. So you have these people who got taken advantage of,
yeah.
And they're angry about that.
Yep.
So they reach for a weapon, and that weapon is the United States federal government.
Yep.
And the United States federal government says, yes, we will absolutely club someone on the head for you. And they look into it, and they're like, oh, man, finding the person who actually harmed you is really hard. How about instead of actually finding the person who harmed you, I'll just find someone who was like somehow maybe a little bit kind of sideways involved at
all.
Yeah,
like 3 degrees removed from the whole thing.
I've got it. I'll find the guy who sold him the truck that let him harm you. Oh, wait, no, I can't do that. I'm in bed with the auto industry because they're part of the oil cartel. Okay, can't do that. Ooh, this guy's not part of any cartels. He's not part of any mafias. We can go after this guy.
I was also under the impression that they didn't even go toward the federal government to look for justice. Right? They were recruited from the federal government specifically for this case.
Am right. Wrong? Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. No, this case, I'm going to say Phil Cristiano right now. Phil Cristiano. This case is I'm going to call it the spinoff.
Okay.
Of the previous episode of the raid on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you mean where they pointed out that the FBI was not only running, but expanding their child porn operation?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So Free Talk Live, near as we can tell, was the first radio program to expose this. That the FBI themselves had taken over these rings of porn and were continuing to run them.
And expanding them.
And that
added new child porn to their program.
Right, so as to bait other people into their whatever, entrapment.
Isn't that the whole point of this, from a statist perspective, isn't that the whole point of having the FBI involved in this, is so that they don't add to the child porn that exists?
Right.
No, the FBI adds to everything.
Right.
Even the bombings and stuff is like, they found a guy who wanted to bomb something and gave him all the materials and everything and then magically captured him before he went off.
Yeah. So it took them more than a decade, more than two federal raids on this studio to finally get a jury to convict somebody of something, albeit in bad faith and, as I see it, lacking evidence. Because of Phil Cristiano's vendetta against Ian Freeman, because Ian Freeman insulted him at some point, and he won't let it go.
Well, one thing I can't get over is that they had to use the tax side of this. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Straight out of
Jimmy
Hoffa.
Yeah, because a jury knows what the tax code is.
Well, and even
the person
that the government employed to figure out how much tax he owed was asked, so it's entirely possible that Ian Freeman doesn't owe any taxes on these transactions, correct? And she goes, correct. So it's entirely possible that Ian Freeman doesn't owe any taxes on those transactions that they claim he was avoiding taxes on.
Sounds like there should be an audit first.
Huh.
Right, maybe.
Yeah.
But let's figure out if he actually owes taxes before we can accuse him of a crime.
So the expert says that he might.
But the person who did the audit says that it's entirely possible that he might not owe because of the laws.
Well, that's a terrible audit. Then. Yeah. You should be at a definitive answer with an audit.
I know.
So, yeah, it's the exact opposite of jury nullification. The expert just said, he might not owe anything. And yet, the jury said, hang him high.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Gigi calling from South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gigi,
going once. Gigi, going twice. Is your phone muted?
Captain's not going to like this, Gigi.
Gigi, going three times. All right, Gigi, if you can hear me, give us a call back. We'll try and get you on. Let's move over here to Dave Ridley of theridleyreport.com. Or is it just ridleyreport.com? No, the?
I've got stage fright.
Uh-oh. Shrinkage?
Well, it's a good thing you're not on stage. You're only on the phone.
Oh.
RidleyReport.com.
No, the?
Just RidleyReport.com.
RidleyReport.com. RidleyReport.com. Okay, go ahead.
George Orwell said, never use three words when you could just use two.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, he didn't quite say it that way. But anyway. Piece of news. You guys have probably talked about it now and then, but there's a date associated with it now, and that is, I guess there's going to be something going on for Defend the Guard on October 11th in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm assuming it's the State House here.
What is Defend the Guard?
I don't want to put words in its mouth, but my understanding of it is a bill that limits the ability of the federal government to take your National Guard from your state and send it off to some war or something like that.
Unless they've declared war. That's what the bill's for. Is that specifically the National Guard, not the Air Force, not the Marines, not the Army, that, should have a war declared in order to get sent. But no, just the National Guard, whose explicit purpose is supposed to be defensive, are not allowed to be sent off to war unless you declare a war.
Why not expand it to the Marines, the Army, the Navy?
Because people won't go for it.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
people don't like declarations of war?
Apparently not.
They just like the war aspect.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dave Ridley, I have a question for you. And, just sort of off the cuff, top of your head, we're attempting to compose a collective letter to Ian here tonight for people to call in. What would you like us to write to Ian on your behalf?
Ian, this is Ridley. Snail mail inbound.
Snail mail inbound. Okay.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for my snail mail.
Got it.
There's a date for this Defend the Guard, and what is going to happen on this date? This is just a hearing,
And it's a call to action of some kind to show up at the State House. What's going on?
I don't remember. I was just out and about, and I remember the October 11th, they're doing something. So I would say just Google it. Google, if you're in New Hampshire and you want to do something, just Google Defend the Guard, and then maybe October 11th. And
you mean search the internet for Defend the Guard?
Sorry, yes. I shouldn't be, yes. They're not
using Google, because it's still the best.
Yeah, Kleenex is, yeah, okay. Right. Start page these guys. Start page Defend the Guard and find out what they're doing. They have probably multiple websites and Facebook pages and stuff like that. I just wanted to make sure that this is what I could do today, was get the warning out that something's going on the 11th.
Nice.
I believe even Start page uses the Google algorithm in some form or fashion, or the Google API.
Oh, no.
Can we just stop saying the G word?
You can, but I would rather see like the market function of a better search engine take over.
I would too, and I hope that they have a better just word than the G word. No, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Ask Jeeves.
I mean, I prefer that.
Okay.
Like some hoity British wizard. How can I help you search today? Right? You know, if he was like a butler or something.
Yeah, he was.
That'd be all right.
He was your internet butler.
I'd probably be okay with that.
Okay.
Right? Like, I mean, compared to the big G.
Let's see if it still works then. Let's ask Jeeves on the internet.
So, yeah, Defend the Guard hearing on the 11th at 10 a.m. at 33 North State Street in Concord.
Damn, look at you with the magic rectangle.
What's the purpose, though? Like, what is going on if I show up on
Oh, it's day? A public hearing to voice your support for HB 229, which is our version of Defend the Guard. So this is
okay.
So the idea of Defend the Guard is
I have a question. Isn't the Guard supposed to be defending us? And if so, why do they need to be defended, and why can't they defend themselves? And if they can't, how do we defend them?
Well, because they're being sent off to war in other countries halfway around the world for no good reason.
The government guard is being sent? I mean, the National Guard?
Yeah.
Just don't go.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Ridley, what do you have to say?
Well, be aware that you might want to be there before 10, because if there's some kind of a demonstration scheduled or something like that, you don't want to show up after the demonstration. I mean,
if there was some sort of, like, activist here in New Hampshire planning some sort of demonstration, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Dave Ridley, you'd want to get there early, right?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not scheduling one, but there may be one.
And if they're listening, call in and give us more details.
There we go.
603-283-6160.
With regard to Ian, am I still on?
You are?
Yeah, so I thought I had that. You know, I'm probably going to be spilling out more thoughts on this for weeks, I'm afraid. But something that I'm not sure if anyone else has really come out and said this, but I think it should be said. Everybody seemed the Grinch who stole Christmas, right?
Yep, yes.
So the idea that, you know, after he's taken all their presents, the town is still singing and enjoying Christmas, right? That needs to be us.
Nice.
And it seems like it kind of actually is us.
Yeah.
Hey Ridley, thank you for the call. How can people find out more about you?
NHTechGit.com or NH or RidleyReport.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you, man.
RidleyReport.com.
Defend the Guard is being done in a lot of states across the country. So if you're not in New Hampshire and you hear about Defend the Guard, definitely check it out. It's really worth supporting.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News update. The Defense Ministry says Turkish forces have neutralized 58 Kurdish militants with airstrikes in northern Syria following overnight attacks. Conflicts in the region have escalated nearly a week after a bomb attack in Ankara. The Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for last Sunday's bombing that wounded two police officers and killed the two attackers. The U.S. government safety agency, NHTSA, has said it is preparing for a recall of nearly 52 million airbag inflators that can rupture during deployment. This opens the door to the prospect of what could become another complicated decade-long repair of defective airbags in tens of millions of vehicles. The companies that put them in the cars argue a broad recall would be simply unprecedented considering just seven isolated incidents have occurred. And the Powerball jackpot has climbed to $1.4 billion after no winner for 11 weeks. Tonight's drawing will be held at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. That's right, we're still here. Some of you longtime listeners are probably well aware of the news that the founder of this show, Mr. Ian Freeman, has been taken into custody by the federal government.
Kidnapped. That's kidnapped. His proper language.
Yes, thank you.
Is kidnapped.
Has been kidnapped and thrown into a cage by people calling themselves government people.
In the name of justice.
Yeah, there's no justice here.
There's zero.
No justice in this particular case at all. And so many folks have been, what's going to happen to the show? What are you guys going to do? How's it going to be? It's okay. We got it. We got it. At least for the moment. You know, we'll see what the future beholds. But
8 years is a long time.
You know,
but right now we got it.
For the moment, like, you know, Ian and Bonnie and Mark and I had some discussions, and we were like, well, let's plan for the worst. And I mean, mostly Ian's doing, right? He's wizard number one around here, so he puts together the systems and, you know, decides what software we're going to run and, you know, all that kind of stuff, trains everybody on it or whatever.
And apparently still available for tech support. So. We'll reiterate that for new listeners.
When we occasionally get him on the phone, yeah, I mean, he's all about helping us make sure we go as smoothly as possible because this is his baby, right? There's a few things in life that are important to most people. To live, to exist, right? You got to survive, you got to eat, you got to sleep, you got to shower, whatever, right? You got to live.
Be not dead.
Right, be not dead. To learn, right? Everybody continuously learns. I don't care how old
it's
you
like
are.
Like Alanis Morissette song.
Right, live. Learn, love, right? Have some people that care about you, care about other people. You have to, like, human beings have shown that if they're isolated from other human beings, they just die, right? Human beings are social creatures, so they must interact with other carbon-based life forms in order to be happy. So live, love, learn are the first three things that people do. But the fourth thing is the most overlooked thing. Most people accomplish this by having kids. It's called leave a legacy. Right? And that's the easiest one to knock out by having kids. You're like, oh, I procreated, I've left a legacy, I feel fulfilled in my
life. Check that box.
Right, yeah, most people don't even, they don't even think about having kids as the fourth aspect of living a human life. Like, it just, it's beyond that. They've never even considered that there are four things that most humans do, much less considered the fact that, well, what I've done to leave a legacy is to have children. So most people get that just innately by doing so. So Mr. Freeman has chosen not to have kids. What does he have instead? He has Free Talk Live. This is his child. And as far as I'm concerned, we're foster parents now.
I think it was described as his life's work in his test,
in his statement. Yep, yeah. To the judge.
Yep.
Before we go on, we talk more about this and we'll get to your calls as well. I want to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. Thank you to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right, more thoughts before calls?
No, take the calls.
Going to the calls.
Yes, we love.
All right, let's get this one out of the way. Let's get to Squidward calling from California.
It's your boy. Objectively the greatest evolutionary capitalist ever.
No, you're the worst.
There's two of us now. You are objectively the worst.
Oh, you know, there's not two of us. There's only one.
There is two of you.
Yeah, actually, Richie Rich now identifies as...
I covered this last week. I identify as an evolutionary capitalist.
And I recognize you as...
It's like a gang. You have to be jumped in or sexed in. Which is your choice?
I think they just hit on you.
I don't feel like Scooter's going to travel to, like, New Hampshire to do that.
Yeah, no.
As the first and foremost
philosopher of evolutionary capitalism, you have to come to me for permission.
Sorry, you weren't jumped in or sexed in. You have to have a tattoo on your butt.
You don't know.
Does it say Tanakh?
Thanks for taking my call on Free Fall Talk Live.
All right, have a good night. Thanks. He said, thanks for taking my call. The call's over. So,
You're welcome.
All right, let's move along. Let's go to, and I believe this is Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Brother Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I hope you're wrong.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Richie. Peakless Mountaineer, good evening.
You'll notice Peakless isn't a brother.
No, I know. I've heard the show. I know why, yeah. He specifically requested it.
You know what's Ricky's amazing? Accommodated. You know how many times I've followed Squiggy on this show?
No. None. Zero.
Too many.
You know,
anyway, you
one
know,
could infer from that we prefer talking to him than you, and you know how little we like talking to him.
You prefer talking to Squiggy than Ricky from the...
No, the other way around.
No, that's how I meant
okay,
it.
Oh.
No, that's an insult. That's how Richie meant it.
No doubt. No
I don't
doubt.
Push you the button, though, but one could infer.
Okay, wait, hang on. So Skeeter has called back. He's on hold. I'm not taking another call from you tonight, Skeeter. Call back another time.
He Well, you know what I say about Brother Richie? He's a jackass, but he's a lovable jackass.
Well, what I say about him is, yeah, sure, he's a jackass, but he also has a beard.
I come with caveats.
I'm
going to
have one this fall, Brother Captain, pretty soon, probably by coming, I don't know, maybe towards the end of this month. It's going to start. Anyway,
you've been putting some oil on your whisker?
No, I'm clean shaven, but I always grow one for the winter. I'm a Pennsylvanian, you know?
Is that a standard Pennsylvanian tactic?
Yeah, like, do the women in Pennsylvania also grow winter beards?
Do you have your first pink
friend?
Only
the Amish. Well, only the Mennonite women, really.
Wow.
Mennonite women got them.
Ricky from the Commonwealth, racist against the Amish.
Women
grow beards.
Not just the Amish.
Is that racist, though?
Mennonite
or just
women, really?
No, I'm pretty sure they count as a distinct ethnicity at this point.
The Amish?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, they have been, like, genetically cut
off
from the
entire
planet.
But you can become Amish, and Amish can just sort of, like, leave and become, like, you know, regular people.
Yeah, but A, it's never happened.
Sure it has.
And B, does occasionally happen, and then you're not Amish anymore.
Right.
Yeah, no, literally no one has ever joined the Amish.
Really? I don't think so.
Wikipedia it, dude.
What?
Look it up.
What about all those movies where, like, some guy, like, he's wayward, and, like, he's a criminal, and, like, he's got nowhere to go, and he falls in with the Amish and discovers that life is great, and he can make a difference there, and, like, get to, you know, all this kind of stuff? What about those?
Yeah, that's Hollywood.
They're not based on actual events?
Man, it's never happened. They have had a number of what they call seekers, which are people that will go out and live with them and see what it's like. They've never had anyone stay.
I want to call out Pizzas real quick, because he just told me to check the Wikipedia, and he is also the one who has told me numerous times
that Wikipedia
is not a credible source. So justify that.
Well, I think that's something important to say, Brother Captain.
All right, I guess we'll let Ricky say something important. Go ahead.
All right, now this is important, and this goes together with Brother Ian, and I have something for that letter. Now, I'm going to say this now. You know, at 29 years old, I became a high-level Gnostic, and I also realized I didn't have my own life anymore. And for the next 20 years, I played dangerous big boy games with big boys, and I won. And hopefully I can talk about that someday. And, you know, one thing that's important, you know, and they, you know, anybody heard my call Wednesday, I don't need to say anymore. I mean, there's other things, too. But I will tell you this, okay? Kissinger said under Nixon, people think money is power, but knowledge is power. Now, to someone that's Gnostic, when it comes to the spirit, that little touch of the divine, you know, and those who know how to use the spirit through the mind, there's great power. Okay, now, when it comes to Brother Ian, this is what you can put in that letter. And that's what guides me through this world and the things that I have done. You know?
What am I putting in?
He's getting there.
I'm going to put this in the letter. Tell Brother Ian that Ricky from the Commonwealth, you can maybe throw in a little stuff that I said from this part of the call, but tell him that
Ricky from the Commonwealth says
to be strong in spirit. And do what the spirit guides him, and use the power of the spirit through the mind. And if he does that, things have a way of working their itself out in the end.
Got it.
The spirit is playing 8D chess, because following his spirit is what got him into this mess.
Yeah, but the power of the spirit through the mind can make things happen.
All right.
For those who know how to use. And I think Brother Ian, if he does that sincerely, and I think he can do it. If you can think of what I am and what I do. And like I said, I've done a lot of things, and hopefully one day I can talk about them on this show. He'll be all right. And I know he got it, because I know he's strong in spirit, and I know he's got insight. And if he uses it like someone like me that's Gnostic, it'll work out.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Ricky, for the call. We appreciate you, man. Let's move right along. Let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? Hello, yes, hello, what's your name? You're on the air right now. What's your name?
I am Shay. Can you hear me?
Hey, Shay. Yep, we can hear you. What's on your mind?
Thank you there, Brother Captain, Mr. Mountaineer, and Brother Richie. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm just trying to say,
the last caller.
It's not racist enough.
Well, you should stop, because imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Right.
And he doesn't need that going to his head.
And also, we can tell that your accent isn't racist, so.
Well, I do respect him. I respect him. He's a fun caller, I guess. Anyway, a few things. I just tuned in. I have a beard question. So what do you do if you can grow a lot of facial hair, but it's thin? So your beard is thin, but it's long. What do you do about that?
You got to braid that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, look at this double-bearded bastard over here. I don't know if you're watching online or not, but Peakless Mountaineer over here has a large beard, but then he takes the beard and actually splits it in two and braids each half of it so that it hangs down under his chin in these, you know, nice long braids. So that's one thing you could do.
Yeah, accessorize.
There's
beads and whatnot that you can braid into it as well.
Totally.
And I will say this. I bought some beads.
You bought some beard beads?
I did.
Wow.
But my beard is so thick that I could not feed enough hair through the bead hole to make it do anything. So if you have, like, thick...
Did you try some lube?
I didn't try lube. I had a little plastic thing that was supposed to pull it through. Couldn't do it. Sent it all back. But if you have thin, scraggly hair,
noise, man.
If you have, you know, if you have a shaggy beard or, you know, whatever, and you can actually braid it through the bead hole, right, then you have more chance to accessorize that thing than I do.
All right. Shay?
Yeah.
What else you got to say?
I guess you could be right. Well, I guess the other thing I wanted to say is, like a whole bunch of people have said, I'm really sad and sorry about what's happened to Ian. He doesn't deserve it, and we all feel terribly sad for him. And I had a question about amplifying the Freestock Live show. Ian had mentioned he's about his lady dying.
Hey, Shay, I don't know if you're talking directly into the microphone or not, but there's a whole lot of, like, wishy-washy sounds. It sounds like your phone is in your pocket and you're walking around while trying to talk to us. So if you could remedy that, that'd be great.
And then ask the question again because I couldn't understand it.
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, that sounds way better. Go ahead and ask that again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just saying I love Free Talk Live. I love this show. And I want to amplify, and I'm worried. Ian expressed concern that his show, his baby, would die with him being in prison, and I want to amplify, but I'm worried that the show, all I'm asking is, do you expect Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live to continue? Is that your intention?
That is the ultimate goal.
Yes. I said the day after the raid that the government had failed in their attempt to take down this show, and as long as I am living and breathing, it could be that at some point Mark and Ian get together and go, you know what, shut it down. That day is not today, and I don't foresee that day ever coming as long as I'm around.
And even if they did that, Ian doesn't believe in IP, so we could still run it as Free Talk Live,
right?
And he couldn't do it, and he wouldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Right. Awesome.
And during the raid, I also said Hail Hydra, right, because they take one post away and multiple replace them. So
the other thing I want to say is that Ian, like I said previously in previous segments tonight, has made sure that we have a continuation plan. We're still here in the Free Talk Live studio. We're using the gear that he has curated. We're using the systems that he put together. We're using, you know, everything that has existed up until this point. It's just that now, instead of one guy doing most of the work, now it's a community doing, you know, it takes a community to be one Ian. That's all I'm saying. Ian is wizard number one for a reason, and it's because he does the work of, like, I don't know, four or five people.
Right.
And so now what we've got is a team of people, you know, three or four people trying to do the work of four or five people. So the plan is absolutely to just continue on as we have. If for some reason we ever go off the air, that should be a signal to you
that we have been taken off the air.
Yes.
And wizard number two is, you know, doesn't have as long of a sentence, so she should be back sooner than later as well.
Yeah, in like a year-ish or something.
Right. So if we can keep this thing afloat for a year, we're in good shape.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, I hope to be able to help. Anything I can do aside from calling, I mean, amplifying, obviously.
Call in, amplify, share episodes, talk to people.
Spread the message.
Spread the message of liberty, right? All that kind of stuff. And
if we're on the radio in your area, call and thank them. If we're not on the air in your area, call and ask them to put us on.
You know, we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. Have some uncomfortable conversations at the dinner table.
That's a good thing to do. Definitely.
All right. Hey, Shay, man. Thanks. We appreciate the call, brother.
Give out some drives of Free Talk Live for Halloween instead of candy.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea, actually. I wonder if we get trick-or-treaters here.
No idea, man.
Maybe, Penguin, if you're listening, maybe we can get some pen drives from thinkpenguin.com. Load them up with some Free Talk Live episodes and give them out for Halloween to the kids who show up. Maybe wrap them in Snickers.
No. Just the guys come after us.
No. What you got to do is you got to be that guy that gives them the whole candy bar and the flash drive.
Yes.
Then they're like, well, these guys are awesome. I wonder what's on this flash drive.
That's true,
yeah. All of a sudden, Captain Kickass is going to be dropping in his Captain Kickass rolling papers. One day this will be important to you, kid.
I mean, I do have these USB cards that would be really easy to hand out on Halloween with the EP on it. Mm. But, like, also, like, I'm charging $20. I'm not sure I want to give out, $20.
No, but
I don't know
what the cost is for that. But if you load it up with Free Talk Live episodes... Right, then you're not trying to make money.
It's, well, no, I mean, I can get, like, different USB drives that are much cheaper, not custom printed or whatever, right? That's why I was, like, calling it the Think Penguin.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't be giving out your stuff. Like, the rolling papers was a joke. It was the drug thing.
However, I would like to say, if you're in New Hampshire, in the Keene area, both of the Mighty Moose Mart stores, the convenience stores known as Mighty Moose Mart, now carry Captain Kickass rolling papers.
Nice.
In stock. Sweet. They're, I don't know, whatever the other price of all the other rolling papers is in either of the stores is what mine are. They're all the same, apparently.
So for the price of ordinary rolling papers, you could have Kickass rolling papers.
They are 100% hemp. They are essentially the exact same thing as raw rolling papers. So, you know, I've gone to the extent of making sure that they're sourced appropriately. Out of the ones that people have used, I've had all positive feedback except for one. They said that the very last paper wasn't gummed.
Okay.
But they did say that they think that instead of, I don't know how many papers are supposed to, they said there might have been one extra. So, like, as these things are made, if there's, 25 or 50 papers in a pack, however many there are, there might have been 51 in this pack, and that last one didn't have the appropriate gum. But they were able to successfully use it because, well, they're experienced stoners and they know how these things go.
It's like a baker's dozen for rolling papers.
Right.
It's like, come on, man, I've made this out of Bible passages. We got to work harder than that to stop me.
Right.
But I actually did that in jail. Like, they would bring me the Bible to rip the paper out of because they felt like it was blasphemous to do it themselves. So I would just tear pages out of the Bible.
Wait. So tearing the page, that would be blasphemy.
Yeah.
But lighting it on fire.
It was just a page of the Bible, not the Bible. So I would tear the page out. They would use it to smoke.
Well, I mean, so to be fair, you do want to use those extra pages that they put in the front and the back for notes that don't have any ink on them.
Pretty sure I just ripped out whatever page they handed me that it happened to be open.
You might not have those options in jail. And okay. Yeah, I gotta say, if tearing the page is blasphemy, how is light? I mean,
hey man, we just all I did was tear the page. I'm not trying to justify what they did with it after.
I mean, lighting a thing on fire is a thing that you do to express, like, hey, everybody, this is horrible. Like, if you make an effigy of, a president,
sure,
you light it on fire and wave it around to be like, this is what sucks, everybody.
So my point is that the Kick-Ass rolling papers have received great reviews so far. They are 100% hemp, so they burn well. They're just the regular size. The 1.25s is the regular size. There's just that one size, no other sizes. If you don't live in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and you would like to get some Captain Kick-Ass branded rolling papers, you can go to CaptainKickass.com. And on that page, find something called the Kick-Ass Bundle or a link to my Bandcamp page where you can find the Kick-Ass Bundle. You can buy a copy of the EP, a T-shirt, and you get two packs of rolling papers for only $40. So it's a special deal I have going on. CaptainKickass.com. When I've done merch in the past for, like, my bands and stuff like that, the reason I did rolling papers for myself was because that was the number one most requested merch thing in any of the bands I ever did. Like,
nice.
Like, one day I was looking at how to do this, and it was too expensive for a band to do it because it cost way too much. It cost as much to do personalized rolling papers as it did to print CDs at the time. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to spend this kind of money, I'm just printing CDs. I'm not printing rolling papers. But I got in contact with a guy, and he's like, well, look, man, we have these blanks. And I'm like, do you have black ones? He's like, yeah, I got a whole box of them right here. I'm like, can I just buy that box? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, what's your wholesale price? He's like, I got to charge you like 10% over. I'm like, okay. And so he did, and he sent them to me. And then I just printed out little stickers with my band logo on them.
Nice.
You know, and just made them myself, right? But they were the number one most, like, after they were gone, we'd sell them at shows or whatever. After they're gone, people were like, man, how come you guys don't have the rolling papers anymore? And it's, well, money, right?
Because I only got one box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I have actual, you know, not... They're really, I mean, they are DIY in the fact that, like, I got a hold of a supplier who would make these. I sent them the artwork, but it's actually printed on the package. It's not like a package where I put a sticker on top of it. It's like real, you know, actual print on the thing with the Captain Kickass logo.
It's professional.
Yeah. Try to step up my game a little bit, yeah. You know? Do something new, different, right? Who else is, like, you know, a musician in their local small town community who, like, puts rolling papers in local convenience stores, right? I'm pretty sure no one else does that. If you do, give us a call at 603-283-6160 because I want to talk about it on the air.
Or other marketing ideas that you've done in your local area that Captain can incorporate.
Right.
If she so chooses to.
One of my favorites, of course, was reverse shoplifting.
Yeah. You talked about this.
I'll continue to do so. I just love the idea of walking into a store with like a CD, a compact disc, back in the day, in your pocket. And you walk into, you know, Walmart, Fred Meyer, Kmart, Target, whatever. You walk over to their electronics section where they have the CDs. And you find the appropriate alphabetical place for your band's name to be located. And you just put a CD in there. So you're bringing something into the store and leaving it there. Hence the term reverse shoplifting. If you do it right, you already have a UPC code on the back of the CD when you printed them. And so what happens is somebody inevitably goes to the store, looks through, you know, all the CDs that are there because they're bored. They're there with their mom or their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. And they find one with your band's name. And they're like, oh, who the heck are these guys? Never heard of them before. Oh, they have a cool cover. Oh, it's only $10 or whatever it is. And they're like, I'm going to try and buy this. And so they go to the counter or the self-scanner or whatever, and they're like, beep, and it comes up, error. Beep, error. I'm like, well, it was in the section where all the CDs were $20. It was in the right place. And they're like, well, we'll just charge you that for it, and they'll let them buy it and take it away. And then what will happen is they'll look up the UPC code and get back to whoever published the CD, in this case, me, right, and send an email or a letter and say, hey, you know, this is Target, and somebody tried to buy your CD today. Can you please provide us the appropriate information in which to pay you?
Yeah.
And that's how you get distribution in a major retailer without actually having a distribution agreement.
Shop leaving.
603-283-6160. Still to come, the London Blade Runners. What the heck is that? More Free Talk Live on the way.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.